We all know that cops are tops, but this next tale takes that phrase to a whole new level. A young man by the name of Reece had a big night on Saturday night in his hometown of Launceston in Tasmania. He woke up in his house, but he couldn't remember much from the night before. That's before he had a look at his phone and saw two local police officers had taken a selfie in his bedroom using his phone. It turns out they helped him get home and put him to bed. And Reece Park from Launceston, Tasmania, joins us on the line. Reece, good afternoon.
Hey, mate, how you going?
I'm all right, mate. How's the head?
Yeah, oh, a bit better now. It's getting there, slowly.
Where did you go on Saturday night?
Well, we just started off my house, pretty much had a few drinks with the boys, and then we decided to go to the pub. Mm. And then that was commercial, and then we decided to go to Lonnie's after that, I guess. And I don't really remember much from commercial.
What were you drinking on Saturday night, Reece?
I'm pretty sure I started off on VB, and that was about it, like all I remember. Mm.
How many VBs did we consume on Saturday night?
Well, I don't know. My mate was shouting me. He said he spent about $400, so I'm assuming it was, I don't know.
That's a lot of beer. What time did you get home? I know I'm sounding like mum and dad here, but what time did you get home?
I think it was about 4 o'clock.
4 a.m.
Pretty sure.
You've got no memory of how you got home?
No, not really, not at all.
So you woke up in the morning and you thought, Struth, what happened last night?
Yeah, well someone, apparently the police were calling my phone, like, looking for someone to come get me, pretty much. Mm. And then they must have invited her around or something like that. And then I kind of woke up and she was there. She's like, oh, the police kind of took you home last night. I was like, oh, crap, like, didn't really believe it.
So the police had been using your phone to ring people in your contact list to say, listen, can you come and pick old mate up because he can't walk and he can't find his way home. They took you home instead. And so when you then had a look at your phone, you went into your camera memory. There was a photo there of the police in your bedroom.
Yeah, it's a pretty good selfie, isn't it?
What do you want to say to the police officers who looked after you, Reece?
Oh, legends. Like, absolute legends, I reckon, because I wouldn't have done it if I was them.
Mate, talk about going above and beyond the call of duty. They looked like they were pretty happy about it as well. There they are, smiling. You're looking at them while they're taking the photo, but you've got no memory of that.
Yeah, well, there was a couple of photos they took, and they must have tried to wake me up because I was asleep in those photos, and then all of a sudden I just, saw that one with...
Well, they look like very pleasant police officers, a male police officer and a female police officer, and there's you in the background looking like you hadn't slept in 8 days.
Oh, yeah, it felt like it as well.
All right, so it's a big thank you from Reece.
Yeah, absolutely, yep.
Good on you, Reece. Look after yourself and behave yourself, will you?
Too easy, thank you.
Thank you very much. So there's further evidence that cops are tops. I don't know whether that kind of thing happens normally. I don't know whether police officers in New South Wales have done that type of thing. Have you done that when you found a young person or any person who's had too much to drink? It's self-inflicted, so you can understand why police officers focus their attention on people who are innocent victims of crime and are in trouble because someone's done something to them. But when you find someone who's punched drunk and they've only got themselves to blame, what do you do about it? Well, in the case of these two Tasmanian police officers, they picked Reece up, took him home, and tucked him into bed.